Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, Steve Warren here. It's another Spectrum show, and we now have Asian Heritage Month, May, in the rearview mirror. And we are very happy that we had a number of guests over that month to help us celebrate. But one of the folks that celebrates all year long is Yin Yin. She's with the New York Chinese Culture Center. And we want to thank you very much for joining us again. Did you have a busy Asian Heritage Month? I guess the answer's got to be, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Steve, thank you again for having me on your show. And it's always a delight to meet with you. You are so right. We are busy throughout the year. And, you know, Lunar New Year was very busy. It was so good to see resumption of in-person events and engagements. So we started off the year quite well with in-person engagements, a lot of outdoor events at that time. Now we're beginning to see in May with AAPI Heritage Month, resumption of in-person, both indoors and outdoors, and, you know, taking advantage of the beautiful weather. It's great to see people out and about, just engaging with people again and seeing people in person.
Yeah, it is nice because a lot of what you do is pretty hands-on. So it's hard to do it looking at a flat screen because you have dance and you have lion dances and you have other types of events that you have. Speaking of types of events and your locations, let's remind our listeners where your classes are and just kind of a thumbnail sketch of what sort of classes you offer on an ongoing basis.
Sure. So we do have in-person classes on the weekends, one in Chinatown, Manhattan at a Museum of Chinese in America. We also have classes in Forest Hills, Queens, at a studio, All Star Studios, on Sundays. And we're also throughout the city. Our model now is really going out to the communities rather than expect people to come to us. And so we go out to the communities, both in person and virtually. So we have a broad reach to places where maybe it's not as convenient for people to come to us, and maybe it's not as convenient for us to go to them. We can offer virtual programs as well. So regardless of what the cost may be, you know, we try to accommodate as many of our partners as possible, both school partners as well as cultural and community partners, because we find it's important as part of our mission to spread and promote Chinese culture through the arts by going out to them, meeting them where they are. And so specifically, you know, we are addressing all five boroughs. We make it a point to try to go to all five boroughs. And this AAPI Heritage Month in May, this past May, or not this past May, but this May, we've had events on working a little backwards. You know, we participate in the dance parade where we will be on the main stage as well performing. We'll be in in Queens, Jamaica Center for Arts and Learning, for an evening of Eastern dances. So we are joining forces with other groups to present the best of different Asian cultures through the arts. And we have our, you know, we had our own show to celebrate AAPI Heritage Month at MOCA on May 22nd to showcase traditional and contemporary Chinese dance as well as Chinese music. So we're trying our best to bring the best of Chinese arts to different communities and to partner with as many people as possible. I mean, our model is quite flexible now. So if we can have a physical presence in each of the boroughs, that would be wonderful. So that's us longer term planning. I mean, right now, you know, as you were mentioning about summer, we do want to continue to run our summer classes on the weekends. We are looking to partner with different community organizations and cultural centers and libraries and museums, especially for the summer months, so that we can provide programming for families and kids.
Give us a short list of the types of instruction and demonstration types that you can handle at the center.
Sure. So we offer a lot of dance workshops in terms of traditional ethnic dances. We also have visual arts workshops, calligraphy, inkbrush painting, lantern making. And our instructors are well trained. We can offer short-term, you know, an hour or two workshops. We can offer classes, you know, it could be a series. And we also have performances that both music and dance. So we offer quite a variety of different things. Of course, our lion dance is popular. So yeah, we're excited to be able to do more during the summer as the weather warms up, and also into the fall as we prepare for Mid-Autumn Festival as well.
Get give us the web address for the center so people can see what your upcoming schedule is, and perhaps they can sign up to get notification of things coming their way.
Excellent. Thank you for reminding me. Our website is nychineseculturalcenter.org. And I hope everyone can look us up, check our past events, and look at our class offerings and upcoming events as well. Join our mailing list. You'll be informed.
Is there a place on the website for people to contact you or the center if they're interested in having the organization come to their location and do some sort of an event?
Absolutely. We have, again, School of the Arts, which are our own classes. Our arts and education is when we go out to schools throughout the city. And if you go to that tab, there'll be a place to engage with us and reach us, as well as our cultural engagements, which are more public performances and workshops for the general public. So yes, there are different places, depending on what you're looking for, on our website to reach us.
Will we be seeing you at the Dragon Boat Festival stage this year?
Fingers crossed, yes, we will be there.
Good. I know last year was sort of cobbled together at the last minute in a space that was unfamiliar, but I did notice that you were there, you know, in force and provided some entertainment. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that as well. Our guest is Ying Yen. She is the executive director of the New York Chinese Cultural Center. And we want to thank you, Ying, for taking time out from your busy month of May that you've had, and looking forward to the summer season. And hopefully we'll be seeing your activities springing up around the city over the months ahead. Thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@ChinaAmericaRadio.com.